The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled.
Hey, my water bodies. How are you? You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Live from the Berkshires, Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7 WTBR-FM. Super psyched to be here with you. We're going to have a great interview today. Someone who's, she's forwarding into the future. Someone who was the Clearwater Environmental Director for 23 years.
In the abundance of water.
She's going to be sharing about her life there. And her life moving forward with Mana Joe Green. That's going to be fun, so stay on tune. Mana Joe is really a heroine who is amazing regarding water. Just amazing. Goes, connects everything through a lens of civil rights. She marched with Martin Luther King onto the Washington, D.C. in his I Have a Dream march. She was part of that whole organizing crew. Mana Joe, she'll be with us second half of the show, so stay tuned for that. Got a little water music coming your way. And we're going to start with something that we call Walk on Water by Aerosmith, because Mana walks on water.
We'll be right back. ball it is eternally. Forever it has been, forever it will be. One drop to the dead tomorrow in the sea. From a misty mountain, liberate your mind in a conscious ocean. Many thoughts are go by, no need to hold them. You just watch them flow by like a water fountain. This water I cry was once up in the sky on the road, in the plants and animals that live all the road. Say, who you gonna blame? Say nothing and all is the same. Like the river, but forever alive in other water, egoless and free as the spirit that prosper. Was before still is and will be ever after. Holding on to nothing if it's made out of matter. Ancient of death, pure in all ways. Can't you see the love in this river showing? At the cycle of the water, for all she knows is the flow of all of the stories she stole, of the birth and the passing of all. Like the river, hold on to nothing and flow to the sea. What I am was not born, it is eternally. Forever it has been, forever it will be. One drop to the dead tomorrow in the sea. Water like the soul has a known memory. Here from beginning in the same quantity in the sea. The plants, the river and your body. Not to say in all that you see. Conscience are growing in the water it a flow. Cover the earth in for my rain, in for my snow. All of my fears, all of my love, in the flow of this river it a show. In the cycle of the water all I know. Like the I am was not born, it is eternally. Forever it has been, forever it will be. One drop to the dead tomorrow in the
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, your ambassador for water. How's that for a start of the show? You really do get water. Walk on Water by Aerosmith off the Big Ones album. Really speaking to the primal nature of the person we're interviewing today, Mana Joe Green, one of the famous heroes of the Hudson River and beyond. Her work with Sloop Clearwater, Pete Seeger's group, really put them on the map for the hard work that they did in making sure that the river got cleaned up to the best of its current ability, and also did a lot to help denuclearize the Hudson River from an aged nuclear power plant by the name of India Point. And she's going to be sharing with us a little today her Onward Into the Future model of growth, where she let go of working with Clearwater and now is working on the climate challenge that some believe, some don't believe, some think it's the end of the world. But we're bringing water to that conversation, and she'll be with us in about, I would say about 17 minutes, so stick on by that timing. Super psyched to be here. After, by the way, after Walk on Water, we played River by Marcus Gadd off Enter a Space album. Really also a hat tip to our friend Mana, who actually did a lot of work on A River. So there's a bunch of hints, but we're also going to be coming up with some Pete Seeger tunes, so stay tuned for that. And have a conversation with Mana Joe. So psyched that you're here with us. We got some news coming your way. This is for folks who may have had a stretch of drinking or are drinking because they think the world is not what it once was. So this bit of water news is for those of us who are looking to use water as a purification tool. Drinking water doesn't cure a hangover, according to a report. The findings indicate that consuming water, whether during or after drinking, does little to prevent or alleviate the effects of hangover. Once the hangover has set in, gulping down water doesn't reduce its intensity. There is a long-standing belief that downing water after a night of heavy drinking can save you from a hangover. However, new research suggests that this popular remedy doesn't quite live up to its hype. Uh-oh, new information. Following the science, researchers from Utrecht University in the Netherlands analyzed data from here studies and found that the dehydration is only part of the hangover story. And drinking water has minimal effects on symptoms like nausea, headaches, and fatigue. The research sought to better understand the relationship between dehydration and symptoms of a hangover. Participants were divided into two groups, those who drank water before going to sleep after drinking and those who did not. Surprisingly, both groups experienced similar levels of pain, nausea, and exhaustion the next morning. You know, I think the issue comes to light. This is a little bit of my conversation that maybe simply drinking water without doing the alcoholic part is of value as well. So they should actually speak to that. Instead of getting hangovers, we should just not have to get hangovers, and people get hangovers. Therefore, this bit of news comes in very handy. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And here's a really great poem by our friend Rudy Francisco, When the Water is Gone.
In one of my earliest memories, I am 8 years old. I have a fistful of afternoon, and I am asking the summer if it will always be this glorious. I remember taking a deep breath, trying to get as much July into my lungs as humanly possible, thinking maybe I'd be able to convince it that 31 days just isn't enough. In my neighborhood, owning a slip and slide made you a royal family. In my neighborhood, we'd fill up our super soakers and shoot each other for hours, and if you didn't have one, you were just a target. In my neighborhood. In my neighborhood, we'd run through the sprinklers like someone who wasn't the boss of us said that we couldn't. Back then, the water just seemed endless. Like it didn't have limits and corners and edges. Like no matter where we were, if we called out for water, it would just come running. When I was a kid, Dragons and droughts were two things I read about in books but never thought I'd actually have to deal with. I'm born and raised in California, and here our models and our rivers look like they're both on the same diet. Throughout the years, I've watched both get smaller, and now I can see their ribs when they exhale. In California, our freeways are decorated with signs that ask us to be careful about how we use the water. They hang like an eviction notice from the environment, and I wonder how long it will take the planet to tell us we can't live here and the locks are changed. I wonder how long it'll be before my shower becomes a relic, before my sink tries to change occupations, before the knobs on my faucet become roulette wheels, before my hands rain dance around the spout, hoping a drop will spill from its neck. I wonder if the next generation will know water the same way I did. The way it runs through the fingers, the way it wrinkles the hands, cools the skin, the way it freezes, flakes, and kisses the ground on the cheek. I wonder if my grandkids will ever throw a penny in a fountain and hear it splash. Thank you.
News came over the internet. Pete Seeger went sailing today. Set out on the Hudson about 9 o'clock, searching for new songs to play. Passed by Bear Mountain, making great time as the water slapped hard on the bow. At Storm King, he turned that boat into the wind, set the old Woody G on the prow. Now he's high over the Hudson, sails headed for home. Hot on the breeze as it cuts through the trees, Pete, you're not sailing alone. You're high over the Hudson, you've got one hell of a view. Your battles are won, a new journey's begun. Pete, we're singing with you. Troubadour's life has its ups and its downs. Of that, there's so much that's been said. Pete spoke out for justice year after year, a leader who actually led. He sang out for freedom, he sang out for peace, taught through the power of song. Ahead of his time in all seasons of life, he kept us all singing along. He's high over the Hudson, sails headed for home. Hard on the breeze as it cuts through the trees, Pete, you're not sailing alone. You're high over the Hudson, you've still got one hell of a view. Now your battles are won, a new journey's begun. Pete, we're singing with you. Odetta and Mary say, welcome, good friend. And Woody and Faith both agree that you lived your passion for 94 years and you lived it with integrity. Now we as your children and we as your friends
take up your mission of song. As Toshi yells out with a smile on her lips, "Hey Peter, what took you so long?" Oh, and you're high over the Hudson, sails headed for home. Hard on the breeze as it cuts through the trees, Pete, you're not sailing alone. You're high over the Hudson, you've still got one hell of a view. Now your battles are won, a new journey's begun. Pete, we're singing with you.
I was sitting on my front porch as I watched the river rot, thinking about the sturgeon that are gone but not forgot, and the buffalo all restless underneath the prairie sod, and the smoke stacked up to heaven so it hid the face of God. There were soldiers marching by my door and a tap upon my phone, freeway inching toward me that would someday eat my home, and the smokestacks had a sunset that would never come again, when they brought the sloop Clearwater sailing round the bend. Well, the captain had a mustache that was 19 inches long, the shanty master paced the deck roaring out a song. The man who held the tiller wore his hair down to his knees, and 100 tons of canvas billowed out into the breeze. But the redwood trees are crashing down out on the western coast. An angry, shadowy army follows Crazy Horse's ghost. The eagle's nest is barren as the mountain lion's den, when they brought the sloop Clearwater sailing round the bend. Well, the sloop cut through the sewage lying on the river's face. They docked her mid the garbage that was all around the place. The crew struck up a hornpipe and the boots rang on the wood. It echoed on the river and the river found it good. But there's lightning in the Asian sky, thunder in the slums. You can hear the Indians tuning up their long-forgotten drums. Children clap their hands and laugh while men are killing men, when they brought the sloop Clearwater sailing round the bend. I said, you people all are fools to dance and sing and shout, when your ship's so deep in liquid shit, it never can get out. Right now children cry from hunger, grown men get mean from shame. A war rages in every heart, the very ground's in flame. You sail your dirty river, and you sing your little songs. You dance your pretty dances, and recite your petty wrongs. Don't you know that I'll be yo-yos making footprints in the fen, while you bring your sloop Clearwater sailing round the bend? Well, the crew just laughed and danced some more, and beads began to fling. Beards were lifted to the skies as the crew began to sing. A black man rose upon the deck and preached a sermon there. Crewman capered on the mast like a dancing grizzly bear. I said, you people all are fools, but I guess I am one too. Suddenly the guns went quiet, The river all was new. The smoke clouds cleared, I almost wept to see the skies again. When they brought the sloop clear water, sailing round the bend. Oh, the mountains rang, the children laughed, and women raised a song. The bison thundered down the plain, 100,000 strong. The ghost dance tent was raised again, the lion wandered free. The river ran like silver from the mountains to the sea. There was love and joy and brotherhood, peace the world around. Life and paint and energy, and trees and taste and sound. And I'll be yo-yo danced a solemn waltz out in the fen. When we brought the sloop clear water, sailing around the bend. Well, the sloop is gone, once again I'm ready to watch the river rock. While others feel the sky fire, others hug the shop. But some folks in town are up and around asking what, how, why, and when. Ever since that sloop clear water come sailing around the bend.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, ambassador for water, and we're all asking ourselves, Pete Seeger, you never did. He was talking about poop in that particular song and passed us by. In the meantime, you know, it's kind of like Barney laying one out. But Barney is a dinosaur, and you didn't expect a purple dinosaur. Same with Pete Seeger, environmentalist. You're not looking for him to drop any kind of, you know, tawdry words, but there he did. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, the Clearwater. Before that, High Over the Hudson, which is kind of an ode to Pete Seeger, who passed away a few years ago, to meet his wife Toshi in heaven. Kim and Reggie Harris sang that one, and we're going to have a guest coming on any moment now, sharing a little bit about her time at Clearwater and what she learned as an environmentalist and what she's up to next. That'll be Manna Jo Green, so stay tuned. Be with us in just less than a minute. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, coming straight from 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And you could catch us on your FM dial when you're in the Berkshires and nearby. You could also catch us on podcasts and all your favorite podcast platforms. You could also catch our water song playlist by the same name, And So It Flows, on Spotify. So if you give that a nice little share, or save, or whatever they make you do to make a heart on Spotify, you could definitely do that. So cool to make sure that you have your relationship to water coming straight from the Berkshires and right in your area too. We got a little bit of Manna coming up. So again, thanks again for being with us. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your super waterman, ambassador for water. We're here with And So It Flows on 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, bringing you water consciousness from here in the Berkshires to all around the world. Follow us on podcast. And I'm so excited to be sitting down with the eminent hero of water, one of the most eminent that I am personally friends with, Manna Jo Green. Hi, Manna.
Hi, and thank you so much for this interview. I look forward to it.
Yeah, Manna, why don't you tell, you know, I know, you know, we've been friends for a while, but if you could just tell people, our water-loving listeners around the world, what a couple of the things that you've been up to in the last few years.
Well, I just recently retired from Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, where I was their environmental action director for 23 years.
Whoa.
And during that time, We helped get EPA to require GE to clean up the PCB contamination in the Upper Hudson River. And more recently, because of its history of problems and aging and danger, we got Indian Point closed, Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant.
Yeah, yeah.
And have been working on ensuring the safest possible decommissioning. Those are two highlights. But also along the way, we discovered and promoted environmental and climate justice. And I'm very, very proud of that work because it was groundbreaking and is so relevant and is now being more widely understood.
What do you mean by climate justice? You know, for some people, they may think that's a buzzword. For me, it is. You know, it means something to me, but what does it mean to you?
Well, to start with environmental justice, a lot of injustice has been perpetrated, particularly on communities of color and low income and indigenous communities, who are now being described as disadvantaged communities. So environmental injustice on specific communities is what defines environmental justice. The same has happened with climate change. Some communities are more affected than others, and in particular, issues around fracking, issues around uranium mining, etc., where and also people with means have the ability to be resilient to the impacts of climate change, and people that don't have means are more likely to suffer. And around the world, that's a real issue where famine is occurring, where fires are occurring, etc. Often it's...
Or just a lack of groundwater because all the trees have been cut for wood for cooking their meal.
Absolutely. So that's what climate justice refers to, is that some people suffer more than others from the harms that are resulting from climate change.
Wow. Okay. So, all right. So that's a lot. And, you know, for you and I, we go back about 20 or so years. And then we, like, the work you've done in the Hudson Valley speaks volumes and even has touched nationally. I mean, but there's more to environmentalism or more to your inspiration. Like, what got you interested in doing this type of work?
Well, first of all, I was very active in the civil rights movement. And many of the people that worked in the civil rights movement also cared deeply about the environment. And then I became a nurse, a critical care nurse, and it occurred to me that some of the harms that some of the illnesses that people were suffering from were caused by the environment. And
you mean Rachel Carson was correct in her...
Rachel Carson was absolutely correct. That we take things in by breathing, that we drink contaminated water, that we eat contaminated foods, and even dermal exposure... swimming in a toxic river, people can be exposed and have short-term or long-term illnesses. And at the time, the Mobro garbage barge couldn't find a place to discharge their cargo of garbage. Nobody wanted to take it. And that was in the news, and I thought, why don't we just recycle and compost the way we do at the Clearwater Revival? And I ultimately became the county recycling coordinator for Ulster County.
Wow.
And we took our waste diversion, recycling, composting, etc., from 4% to 40% in a decade.
Wow. That's amazing. I remember touring that facility with you and watching people sort and watching conveyor belts go. And does the it leads me to a question, but before I go anywhere further, for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. We're here at 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, bringing water from the Berkshires to around the world via podcast. Look for it on your podcast channels. I'm here with Manna Jo Green. For sure, a heroine when it comes to a water leader. Someone who's been heroic in her perseverance and moving forward. One thing that you've done is you were able to gaze over a period of time, over what's processes and interactions and collaborations and partnerships and fights and all that stuff, marches. What do you think really worked over that span? Like, what really worked for the environmental movement?
I think there are two things. One is that we had science on our side. I think it's critical to tell the truth but not over-exaggerate, because then people won't trust you. What has worked best is when different people from different multi-sectoral collaborations, people that represent different towns, share their knowledge and share their ideas and are solution-oriented. Rather than focusing on blame or problems, here's where we are, where do we want to get, and what's the best way to get there?
So that means you actually might have friends who previously were on the other side of the issue.
Absolutely.
Or people who were recently recalcitrant and taking action are now your partners.
Absolutely. Particularly in recycling, those people who didn't want to be told what to do and couldn't be bothered, once they started and they saw that it's not difficult, it's very accessible, and it makes a lot of sense, they became our best advocates.
Whoa.
So,
how about in the world of the bigger, larger Hudson, let's say PCBs, dealing with that? Was there ever a time that Jeffrey Immelt might come to a meeting and you and him talked in a corner and came to an agreement?
That's a stretch, but I will say that the people in the upper Hudson River used to think those of us working to get the river cleaned up, where their water was deeply, seriously contaminated, they used to think we were outside interlopers telling them what to do.
And ooh, wow.
We had to be sure that they didn't throw rotten tomatoes at us when we came to meetings. But the Consensus Building Institute was brought in to get everybody working together, and bless their heart, they did.
What is this? What is it? You said a Consensus Building
Institute.
Such
yes.
A thing. Okay, what? Never Googled one before, but
yeah.
Tell me a little, what does that do?
They help people to listen to each other.
Oh, wow.
And so in that room were representatives of General Electric, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the environmentalists, and locals who were very divided. Some of the locals wanted to see the river cleaned up, and others just thought it was fine, leave it alone, that dredging's going to make it worse. And they got everybody listening to each other, and over time developed a friendship because we were cooperating instead of embroiled in conflict.
Yeah, sure. It's kind of like a couple of things. It's kind of like where you have an opportunity to, like, you see them from a distance and you think they're different than you, but then you find out they're part of the Rod and Gun Club, perhaps. And then you realize that they actually like the environment because it helps them catch a turkey.
Exactly.
And yeah. And they have a relationship that might be a little bit different than yours or mine. And like, how do you include that? That's actually one of the reasons a different part of the Hudson Valley got some help, which is down in Newburgh.
Yes.
Do you know anything about what's been going on in Newburgh lately?
Well, Newburgh's water supply was seriously contaminated by a chemical called PFOS that was a firefighting foam used at Stewart Air National Guard that got into a pond and into the nearby waterways and into Newburgh's water supply at Lake Washington. And fortunately, they can get clean water from the New York City water supply that goes from the Catskills to New York City. But in the meantime, people were drinking that water, and a wonderful coalition, the Newburgh Clean Water Coalition, formed to protect their water and be sure that that area is cleaned up. But it was a military base, so they're not just working with a business that can fairly easily be regulated.
They're working with the DOD.
Yes, the Department of Defense, and that's a whole other process. But they are well-organized, very inclusive, and I think ultimately will triumph.
Well, the Department of Defense now has been given some serious court blows in the last decade or so, ever since our friend Jerry Ensminger was doing stuff at Camp Lejeune, and they're on the hook for $2.5 billion. So their ears are starting to listen. And, you know, Matthew Ho, who was on the show a couple of episodes ago, he was saying how the military is actually one of our biggest polluters in the world. Yeah. And, you know, and that's quite a liability.
Yeah. One thing I want to share is what Pete Seeger said, which is to learn to listen to people you disagree with. And people don't know that about Pete. But he absolutely practiced listening and solution-oriented collaborations. And I think that has affected my life very deeply. It's also helped me in the Ulster County Legislature to listen to people across the aisle and ultimately often become friends and work together for the good of the county. And that was true at Clearwater for the good of the river.
Yeah, exactly. Like, water is really the most populist substance known to man. And we're sitting here listening to Manna Jo Green of Hudson River Sloop, or formerly of Hudson River Sloop Clearwater. And we just touched on having a conversation regarding Pete Seeger. We'll jump right back into that, but just a little station identification. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're here at 89.7 FM on your radio dial as you're going through Pittsfield or Lenox or New Lebanon or Lee or Dalton.
Great Barrington.
Great Barrington, Housatonic. You're actually also able to find us on podcasts. We're having a conversation with Manna Jo Green, formerly of Hudson River Sloop Clearwater. And you were touching briefly on your relationship with Pete Seeger. For those of you who don't know, tell people who Pete Seeger is, was, how he continues to make a difference.
Pete Seeger is one of the almost founding fathers of the folk music tradition. Certainly folk music goes back way before Pete. But he and a group called the Weavers became very, very popular. But they became popular at a time where this country was plagued with anti-communism sentiment. And they were accused of being communists, and they had to go in front of the House on American Activities.
Bohemian, maybe. Communist, eh, not too sure. He was more bohemian than communist.
Yes, he loved people and he loved the earth.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, anyway, I bring that up just because we're also commemorating the anniversary of the Peekskill riots, where that community was completely divided between what would now be considered the extreme right and the left, and there were riots to prevent Pete Seeger and Paul Robeson from performing at a concert in Peekskill.
Wow.
But that's symbolic of how divided the country was. I haven't seen that happen until now recently. And I'm afraid that our country is once again being divided when, as Bill Clinton said, we have way more in common than we have different. And I rarely quote Bill Clinton, but that is so important for us to understand and gets back to that whole idea of listening and focusing on solutions, not on problems and blame.
And now you're up to the what's next in your world. So what is it that you're up to now? Because it didn't look like you're playing bingo when I walked in.
Well, I have a 6-year-old grandson, and I am extremely concerned about the global climate crisis. It's why I retired from Clearwater to work on this full time. And one example is that I'm currently part of a working group. We call it a brain trust, the Energy Brain Trust. And we're trying to figure out how to get Ulster County to be the first county in New York State to generate 70% renewable energy by 2030, which is the state's legal goal embodied in the Climate
Act. Wow. Where are we now?
Well, we're working one by one with each town to figure out what they can do on their own buildings and properties, how they can engage their businesses and residents, and step by step to actually achieve that goal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Totally understand. That sounds like a real great way to move that whole process forward. Couple things. We have about 3 more minutes. Okay, maybe 4. Stretch it to 5. You are now doing the global climate stuff. One thing I want to do a step back is like, one of the things you've really been good at is analyzing situations, looking at processes, seeing things. Top 3 things that you think environmentalists have done right in the last 20 years.
Well, as I said, making sure that our proposals are scientifically sound, learning to collaborate, which has been hard, and listening to each other, and then making that information accessible to the public and engaging their participation. And by the public, I also mean the elected officials and people who can actually make a difference.
Yeah, I almost look at that as how to make it relevant for folks.
Yeah.
So they see it in their own way.
That's right.
Now, what do you think are the top 3 things that environmentalists need to either course correct or change completely or anything?
Well, I think you're pointing to one is the importance of making it relevant, not just intellectually correct. I think the other is when we don't collaborate, when sometimes people in the environmental community who are very smart think that people should just listen to them, and it doesn't work that way. Listening, interacting, and building trust and focusing on solutions is critical. And what else? I think between those, my biggest concern right now is that the environmental community is very divided over whether or not nuclear power is going to be required to help solve the climate crisis. And as far as I'm concerned, investing in nuclear is not only dangerous and the wrong direction, but it's an opportunity cost. So getting those folks to listen to each other and create a collective, collaborative solution is absolutely critical, because the climate crisis is, I think, the most serious problem we collectively face.
Cool, cool. Given that you're on the cusp of Clearwater and doing your new work around climate, how can people find out about Clearwater quickly?
www.clearwater.org.
That works. Okay, now about your work when it comes to... climate, how can people participate?
Is there a way? Invite them to just manajo@gmail.com.
That's M-A-N-N-A, like manna from heaven, M-A-N-N-A,
J-O.
J-O.
Okay. Yes. @gmail.com, and I can direct them, I can send them our plan and the updates. We will be developing a website. Right now we are part of the Ulster County Climate Smart Committee. That's who we report to. But the work we do is throughout Ulster County, and then we send it out to the region and the state and beyond, because we're trying to create a model that works and is actively effective in achieving that goal. So
great.
That we can proactively address the climate crisis.
Yeah, yeah. Got to put some milestones down and meet those milestones and make it happen.
Yes,
if there's anyone who could do that, that's you, Manna. So thanks for empowering others to work with you. And thanks for the work that you do. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And thanks again for joining our water-loving listeners around the world. Appreciate who you are.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Leslie, and thank you for doing this good work.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super water man, talking about H2O. Oh, that was Manna Jo Green sharing a little bit about what she's been up to in that world of the environment. And given that she met Martin Luther King, here's a really great quote. "We're determined here in Montgomery to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream." That's from Montgomery, Alabama, when he was there on December 5th, 1955. King borrows a verse from the Bible, the Book of Amos, which he frequently reused in speeches. And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. Join us next week, where we're going to have another extraordinary show. Find us on your podcasts. Find us on Spotify with our water song playlist. And So It Flows, bringing you water culture from the Berkshires.
Once the sachems told a story about a land the Great Spirit blessed, and the people followed the legend from the great waters in the west. And they stopped where they found that the fishing was good, earth it was fertile, and game ran in the woods. And now I could be happy just spending my days on the river that flows both ways. I could be happy just spending my days on the river that flows both ways.
sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See? In trouble. In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.